All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey. Live every weekday at noon Eastern.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into a Tuesday, April 16th edition of Daily Faceoff Live. I'm Frank Saravalli, joined by my friend and co-host today, Colby Cohen, former NHL player, current Daily Faceoff analyst. Colby, how you doing? How'd you survive a magical night of hockey?
It kept me on the edge of my seat. I mean, just when I clicked away from that game between Detroit and the Montreal Canadiens, and I figured, all right, let me go check in on the Washington game. Let me go check in on the Bruins game. I mean, on the the Edmonton game, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, 4-4. I got to get over there. Ken Daniels is blowing the roof off with the big calls. Game 81 and game 82 seem to find a way to keep us on our seats, don't they?
Never disappoints. It's been a busy morning, so let's dive in. There's lots to talk about, and we'll get into the entire Eastern Conference playoff race. But so far, a newsy morning in that after their season wraps with a 13th consecutive years outside the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Buffalo Sabres fired head coach Don Granato on Tuesday, also firing two members of Granato's staff as well. And Colby, you know, this is a bit of a surprise to me. I know the reaction from Sabres fans on social media was this had to happen. I look at Don Granato's tenure in Buffalo, who, by the way, he has 2 years remaining on an extension that hasn't even started yet. And I say the Sabres had 91 points last year. Since January 1st, they've played at a 92 point pace, which, oh, by the way, would have been good enough for this year's playoffs. I don't think Don Granato suddenly forgot how to coach. I think this is a roster construction issue. They made bets on too many young players that didn't come to fruition. And now the coach pays the price? That doesn't seem right to me. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that you wonder what Kevin Adams is thinking. You wonder where his head's at. I remember when Kevin Adams got hired being confused just because he went from a business ops position directly into the general manager chair without sort of that hockey ops, you know, assistant GM or head of something or other. So I remember thinking that was a little bit of a head scratcher. Then he goes out and brings Granato in, who injects a ton of life into the organization. He really does. Players love playing for him. He's a very well-respected guy. I remember last season spending time talking to Craig Anderson, who was the elder statesman of that group, a guy that I played with in Colorado, and just really raved about Granato. Here's why I believe he got fired. I believe he got fired because I do not think that that management in Buffalo felt that this team was responsible defensively. I don't think Kevin Adams is willing to look in the mirror and say it's a personnel issue. I think he thinks they have enough personnel that their defensive zone structure and coverage was missing a lack of commitment. And I don't think he feels strong enough about that. I think he thinks, all right, offensively, we're in good shape. Defensively, we have a lot of problems. And ultimately, I think it's partially that and partially, you know, a little bit of a show for the fans. Like at the end of the day, I think those things really do fall into place.
Yeah, I get the whole idea of throwing a body on the tarmac. I just feel like from a culture standpoint, they spent a while trying to build this up. And clearly Granato was a big part of that. At what point does some of the blame fall on Adams? And does this begin the clock ticking on his tenure? Because now he's on to the next coach.
100%. And we talked about this morning on Morning Cup of Hockey, Frank, with you. And you mentioned, you know, if we're talking defensive zone coverage, and then you start thinking about some of the people that maybe are out there for them to go get, I think that's part of why this happened, because I think there are some seriously good veteran coaches out there right now, and maybe even more after the first round of the playoffs. And I think they wanted to get ahead of this. I don't think they wanted to get into next season. And I don't think they felt like he was going to be able to put enough structure in place to maximize whatever roster Kevin Adams gave.
Yeah, fair or unfair, it's happened. And the Buffalo Sabres, the longest playoff drought in pro sports right now. 2011, the last time they made the Stanley Cup playoffs, I was in the building for that 7-game series. And man, just disappointing for a great hockey market that they've had so long in the darkness now without a chance to really get back in the dance and root. And look, as you mentioned, it's going to be an interesting next few weeks on the coaching front. You've got the St. Louis Blues with Drew Bannister on the interim position, Jim Hiller in Los Angeles, Jacques Martin in Ottawa, potentially some other firings still to come. We'll see what happens with the Toronto Maple Leafs in their playoffs, and Sheldon Keefe's fate is in the hands of their future success over the next couple weeks. Lots still to be determined and lots of really good coaching candidates out there. Just think of some of the guys that were jettisoned from some of those jobs. Todd McClellan in LA, Jay Woodcroft in Edmonton, DJ Smith in Ottawa, Craig Berube in St. Louis. There's lots of options on the table for Kevin Adams as he tries to get the Buffalo Sabres back to the playoffs. Let's move on and talk about last night, Colby. Where would the Detroit Red Wings be if not for Lucas Raymond? Two humongous goals last night as they rallied from down 4-1 in the third period, their season on the line, facing elimination if they did not get at least 1 point. He comes through with the game tying goal in the final minute, as well as the OT winner. But it's been a lot more than that. This is the clip of the OT winner. And look, just a furious onslaught from the Detroit Red Wings in that third period. It kind of felt like that was bound to happen based on the opportunities that they had gotten throughout the period. How many crossbars and posts did they hit? And Pat, if you get a second here, I'd like to show everyone too this keep from Shane Gostisbehere at the blue line.
How fitting, Frank, for Shane Gostisbehere to make that insane keep, then to throw that little backhand sauce under pressure. The puck then comes back to him again, and if Detroit loses this game, the path for the Philadelphia Flyers to get into the playoffs is a little bit easier, a little bit. Okay. The Philadelphia Flyers.
Same thing for the Penguins.
The Philadelphia Flyers, though, in Shane Gostisbehere's case, had to beg teams to take him. They had to bribe and pay teams to take him. Shane Gostisbehere is still an elite level offensive defenseman in the NHL. There are not many guys who can do what he can do offensively on the back end. So just kind of a fitting little note in that scene, Frank. But we started this conversation on Lucas Raymond, right? And I remember watching him as a first-year player where he scored 23 goals and thinking this guy is big time, right? Then his second year, he takes a little bit of a step back. Okay. He only scores 17 goals. Well, this year you bring in Patrick Kane, you put another offensive threat and a lethal player on there. He gets up to 31 goals in his third year in the NHL. And not just that, right? His power play numbers did not change. He had 18 power play points his first year. He had 19 his second year. This year, 16 on the power play. So when you see a young player trending up at 5-on-5, scoring 31 goals with only 6 of them on the power play, you've got a budding superstar in Lucas Raymond.
Yeah, no question. A big night in Detroit as the Red Wings have the ability tonight with a Washington Capitals loss to clinch a playoff spot. Those are the only two teams that can clinch. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia still alive. Big night in the NHL as the New York Rangers clinched the Metropolitan, the Eastern Conference, as well as the President's Trophy and the number one overall seed in the NHL. The Boston Bruins losing to the Caps to put the Caps in the driver's seat. The Bruins had a lot to play for last night. They were shut out by Charlie Lindgren. The Bruins could have locked up the Atlantic Division. That didn't happen. So now what? There's still a lot left to play for tonight. So much still on the line when you consider that only a few spots are actually locked in. Of the 8 first round matchups, only 2 matchups have been decided to this point. The Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Islanders is one, and the other is the Winnipeg Jets and the Colorado Avalanche. We'll preview that in a couple minutes with our pal John Goyens in the coach's room. But I mean, Colby, you look forward to tonight. The Caps have the easiest scenario of any team, the easiest one to dispel. Any win of any kind against the Philadelphia Flyers, regulation, overtime, shootout, whatever the case, the Caps get 2 points, turn out the lights for the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Philadelphia Flyers, as well as the Detroit Red Wings. And, well, if not, if the Flyers can somehow win, and only in regulation for the Flyers does it matter, which will make for some great theater. Will John Tortorella pull the goalie if it's close or if they're tied in regulation, knowing that that's the only way to keep your season alive in game number 82? And then what about the Penguins and their path? What about the Red Wings and their path? Here's the Penguins. They need lots of help. They need at least 1 point, and the Caps and the Wings to both lose in regulation. That's one way to do it, but they don't play until Wednesday. So going to be a helpless feeling tonight for the Pens. And those Red Wings, as mentioned, they need a Capitals loss. And on top of that, they also need to get at least 1 point against the Montreal Canadiens in this home and home with travel on back-to-back nights. So a regulation loss against the pesky Canadiens and the Detroit Red Wings are eliminated. So lots of different scenarios in play. If you were to call it, Colby, what do you think happens tonight?
I think the Washington Capitals are going to win and get in. I really do. I think they had a good effort last night. It was an inspiring effort. They were very lopsided first period. I think they kind of took the hope and will away from the Bruins early. So I do think Washington's going to win tonight. I know we'll talk about this later. They are plus money in that game, which I think is pretty juicy. But at the end of the day, Frank, all the teams at the bottom here looking to get into the playoffs, they all have a core superstar. So it's either Ovechkin or it's Crosby or it's Kane. I got no problem with any of those teams getting in. All I would say, I think the team in that eighth card, in that second wild card spot that could give the New York Rangers the best run for their money, I think is the Pittsburgh Penguins. Because I think if the Pittsburgh Penguins continue to get saves, I think they've played the best and most consistent hockey the last, let's say, 4 to 6 weeks amongst these other teams. Washington, Philly, they've had their major peaks and valleys over the last couple of weeks, which has kept this close. Detroit had been limping up until a couple of days ago. So I could foresee it kind of going in that direction.
Yeah, kind of lost in the shuffle too. The New York Islanders formally clinched a playoff spot last night as well. Kind of a foregone conclusion with how well they've played. But you mentioned the Penguins 7-1-2 in their last 10. They've basically been on life support for the last 3 weeks and come through with another win over the Nashville Predators on Monday night. We'll see if their season makes it to Wednesday night, the next time they take the ice against those Islanders who have clinched. Before we move on, just quickly, quickly to touch on the West. The Wild beat the Kings last night, which locked in the Nashville Predators in the seventh spot. So they are going to be the first wild card team. That's one of the few spots that's locked up in the West. The only other one that's set in stone today is the Dallas Stars, the number one spot in the Central. They are still gunning for the number one overall spot in the Western Conference and home ice, at least until the Stanley Cup final. So still lots to play for in the West, and certainly a lot to play for last night for the Edmonton Oilers as they thrashed the San Jose Sharks, a 9-2 final. And Connor McDavid becomes just the fourth player in NHL history to hit 100 assists in a single season, joining Wayne Gretzky. Oh, by the way, 11 times he did that in his career.
I was just going to say, when you find out how many times Gretz does it, I feel like maybe it doesn't make that only fourth player as good, although it is still ridiculous. It just, Gretzky just rolled out of bed and did it for 11 years.
Yeah. Different era too, as our friend Paul Peduti would remind us at Adjusted Hockey. And the other two, Bobby Orr and Mario Lemieux. So pretty ridiculous company for Connor McDavid. Nikita Kucherov knocking on the door, still at 99 assists, and he's got an opportunity to get to that 100 against the Toronto Maple Leafs on Wednesday. But when you size up the accomplishment for McDavid this season, probably a bit of a weird year. That tough start, maybe was questioning his confidence. Obviously, the injury that he dealt with in the beginning of the season, that didn't help. And then now missing these last couple games, probably would have gotten there sooner before coming back against the Sharks. And what an easy way to ease yourself back into the lineup before the playoffs. It was cupcake night for the Oilers.
Would you play him in their season finale in Arizona, or do you let him stay home and take 4 or 5 days off after coming back from that little day-to-day injury?
They actually have two games left, back-to-back at Arizona, at Colorado. I'd probably play him at Arizona in mullet and then sit him out against Colorado. There won't be much to play for, or shouldn't be, but also tell me what the standings look like at that point in time, because there is still a chance that the Oilers catch the Canucks and win the Pacific, which would present a bit of a different path. So there's still lots of things on the table that the Oilers might have something to play for. So certainly to be considered. Quickly, before we get to John Goyens in the coach's room, what's more impressive, 70 goals in a season or 100 assists?
I think 70 goals. We talked about this earlier on Morning Cup of Hockey with you, Frank. And again, I'm not taking anything away from 100 assists. It's incredible. You see the elite company, but there's one goal for every two assists. So for that reason, and I think goal scoring is challenging to do at this level, to me, it's 70 goals.
Okay. I would agree with you. Scoring is the hardest thing to do in the league. I would just say the fact that only four, maybe now five players have done it. There's been a lot more to hit 70. Someone did it in their rookie year, Timo Solani. Again, different era, but it's been done. Still, anytime you score 70 goals in an 82 game season is pretty bananas. So hats off to Austin Matthews. If he can get there on Wednesday, we'll keep an eye on that. But for now, let's get to a series preview between the Colorado Avalanche and Winnipeg Jets in this edition of The Coach's Room, which is presented by DoorDash. That's right. The Coach's Room is delivered today by DoorDash. Plug in promo code NATION25 to get 25% off your first order. You don't want to cook tonight. Basically Stanley Cup playoffs on the tube with so much on the line. I'm going to be absolutely glued to my couch. So plug in NATION25, get 25% off your order, and get your favorites and more delivered right to your door by DoorDash. We welcome back to the show John Goyens, who does a fantastic job breaking down clips for us every week. And John, look, it's a fascinating turn of events for the Winnipeg Jets. They were a team that, I guess, by many have been counted out. They have now rallied in these last couple weeks of the season and have flipped what had been a significant advantage for the Colorado Avalanche to this point in the season with their home record. And the Jets are gunning for home ice advantage and the Winnipeg Whiteout. So when you take a look at the season series and how lopsided it's been incredible. The Jets have a 3-0 advantage and a significant advantage on the scoreboard with their 7-0 win over the weekend. How have the Jets outscored Colorado, which is the number one scoring team in the league, by such a wide margin?
Team. Five guys on the same page every single shift. This is a team that's been counted out for a few years, ever since their D-core went from being a D-core everybody wanted to the D-core losing player after player year in and year out, and then a change of captaincy and all kinds of stuff. Now you see a team that plays such a full team game. And as we look at some of the other stats to go along to the with the head-to-head, it's the crazy stats like 17 goals for versus four for Colorado, the number one offensive team in the league. 5-on-5, they're being outscored 12-3. Odd man rushes are in Winnipeg's favor. Power play by far in Winnipeg's favor. And obviously PK would be in their favor as well. So how are they doing this? It's called catching Colorado, not necessarily cheating, but it seems like every rush is all or nothing. So let's fire up the clips and you'll see what leads to these odd man rushes and also what leads to Winnipeg's forecheck being at an elite level right now. So let's fire up these clips. So right off the bat, get it deep. Right after you score a goal, get it deep. Press. Put these guys, look, they're facing their goal line. Jump and they stack. They get to the net front. They've got enough skill to play a skill game, but they're going to play more of a north-south game. Kyle Connor, dump, let guys change, put the pressure on, steal, find Lowry coming down the pipe off the bench. They don't play on the same line. Simplicity, live to fight another day, rim release. Now you need a save, though. You need a save. Colorado needs a save, and they're not getting a save in these three games between these two teams. So now the other part is when they can, they will play east-west hockey, and they went into a 1-3-1, and again, net presence. Now this is where they catch Colorado. All or nothing, four-man rush below the hash marks. This is why Winnipeg had more odd-man rushes. Bang, two-on-one the other way. And it's not always the same cast of characters. Colorado's hoping here. Not one forward on the inside of the ice. Well, they're going to chip, chase, and now Lowry's coming in on a two-on-one. Nope, five-hole. It's not that Colorado cheats. It's that they get past a certain limit where they can recover in time. And look, Toffoli, high IQ, slash support. Another guy, Monahan's got the puck, and he creates space for Morrissey to beat anybody up the ice. And Nichushkin's not helping to create an on-man situation there. So it's the difference between playing a full five-man unit hockey versus kind of one-and-done type of rushes from Colorado. And that's why they're being outscored in those situations.
Yeah, John, look, you can't talk about shutting down the Colorado Avalanche without going a little deeper and looking at how they're shutting down number 29 specifically. I mean, they've done a better job than any team in the league at mitigating McKinnon's damage, right? We know the number, so he clearly can do it. So what is it about the way that Winnipeg defends and you know, plays against McKinnon that's been more effective than every other team in the league this year?
And it goes back to a full buy-in. Colby, you've been in this position. You know, if you have your top dogs buying in on defending and not cheating and not hoping and reloading and all the unsexy terminology in hockey, but it is reality. You need to deflect. You need to push everything to the outside. You need to reduce odd man rushes against, and you need to force a guy like McKinnon to shoot from outside the slot. Before we get into the clips real quickly, 29 shot attempts. 20 out of 29 are from outside the slot.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
That's incredible. Only 7 shots on net at 5-on-5. You are deflecting everything to the outside, but it's 5 guys. I know Lowry's going to see him a lot. Morrissey's going to see him a lot. But what we're going to see here, let's fire up the clips. Everybody is involved. And look at the shot chart. There's only 7 shots from inside, 7 shot attempts from inside there. At 5-on-5. And so everything goes to the outside, absolutely everything. So as we fire up the clips, you'll see how they deflect and how they rely on each other. Here, they just simply, force them to the outside. It's a simple play and it leads to an odd man rush. And now Monahan's going to end up with a chance on net. So deflect. He will make you miss and look silly. But then what? Hellebuck standing tall, simple save. Quick transition the other way. Watch the read by Morrissey. MacKinnon loves this. He loves to get between the 2D. Morrissey sprints, blocks it, gets the puck, and live to fight another day. 29 is on. Everybody's on, aware. And watch how quickly Mason Appleton right here, he's just going to hand him off, and then they're going to create this triangle right here. So he can't hold on to the puck. He has to hold on to it. He can't distribute. The moment he skates through the trapezoid, all 5 Winnipeg Jets are tight in the slot. In this situation, again, reload to 1-on-5. He either has to kick out or carry outside. When you get your chance, you got to get your lick. And Pionk lays the body. Niederreiter, cut the ice in half. Don't hope. Deflect to the outside. Triangle. Now what do? You force him to hold it. The moment he delays, 5 guys in the picture again. Now everything is perimeter. Everything is perimeter for the Colorado Avalanche. One more. Here, we'll see. I don't encourage long pinches like this when MacKinnon's on the ice, but look at Lowry. He's up for the challenge. He knows he can't go hunting outside dots. He forces them to delay. What does that force them? To slow the play down, and it allows Winnipeg once again to get 5 guys in the picture. And that's how they're able to mitigate the damage from number 29.
All right, John, before we let you go, we know that the season series, as lopsided as it's been for the Jets in their favor, by the way, it's so odd that they've also been smoked by the Dallas Stars this year, who they could see in round 2 potentially. But we know that's not necessarily an indicator of what happens in the playoffs. So we need a prediction from you. What's going to happen in round 1? Avs, Jets, as you've dived into this series preview.
Well, since Frank, you told me that people watch this, high level NHL people watch your show. Hopefully they're watching this segment. Maybe Colorado looks at this and says, we'll prove John Goyen's wrong. And I think Colorado will take this in 6.
6. Okay. There you go. Love to see it. John Goyens, thank you for the fantastic insight and preview on the Coach's Room, which has been delivered by DoorDash. As a little nod to our friends at DoorDash, by the way, Colby, did you see this clip that was going viral of the Red Wings fan who had his DoorDash delivered last night as they were making that furious third period comeback? Take a look.
Parker, touch the spare. Hurrah! Is that what happened? No, just rewarded with scoring, huh? There's your wings, brother.
And his first. That poor Dasher probably thought he was walking into a domestic in progress. Like, what am I getting myself into here? I'm just trying to deliver some wings.
I love that at the end. Enjoy your wings, bro.
Yeah, there you go. What better way, as mentioned, to enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs and all that's on tap than through our friends at DoorDash? That brings us to our Ask DFO inbox question of the day, which is brought to you by Douglas Mattress. I got my Douglas Mattress dropped off at my door about 2 months ago now. And look, there's a reason why they were named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians with over 10,000 five-star reviews. Avoid a pushy salesman and order online. Get the box delivered right to your doorstep. You'll be sleeping as cool as I have been. And every order comes free with a comfort sleep bundle. Head over to douglas.ca/DFO. Colby, our inbox question of the day comes from Scuba13 in our YouTube chat, who says, since the Rangers clinched the President's Trophy, do you think they'll do what Boston did last year? I put in parentheses there, spit the bit. Or do you think they can make a legitimate cup run?
I think they can make a legitimate cup run. I know a lot of people are you know, kind of wondering, and I feel like I hear a lot of people saying that the New York Rangers are frauds. I don't particularly see that. I see the way they play in the neutral zone. I see the way Keandre Miller defends the rush. I know the physicality that Jacob Trouba brings. And on top of that, they have Igor Shesterkin. And so by no means do I see them losing in the first round of the playoffs.
It's funny they mentioned Boston, Scuba 13 did, because I can't really get last year's first round loss out of my head when trying to take this Bruins team seriously as a cup contender this year. And so they're going to need to prove me wrong, but I don't see one part about the New York Rangers being frauds this year. Thanks to Douglas.ca/DFO for our Ask DFO inbox question of the day. That brings us to our daily bet segment. And Colby, after crunching all those numbers last night, you should have seen my brain exploding as I was trying to, you know, figure out all the different scenarios after that Red Wings comeback. Tonight, I'm rooting for just peace and clarity in the standings. And so I'm going to go with the Washington Capitals to win against the Philadelphia Flyers, which would make them the 16th and final entrant to the Stanley Cup playoffs this year. And I'm going to parlay that with a Montreal Canadiens win as well. We know the Habs were up 4-1 on the Wings yesterday. They've been one of the hotter teams over the last few weeks, actually crushing some playoff hopes for some of these teams that are in the mix in the East. Could you imagine if the Flyers had just won one of the 8 games that they'd lost along the way? We'd be having a totally different conversation today. But those are my two picks for today. The Montreal Canadiens parlayed with the Washington Capitals, which would certainly give us that clarity. And speaking of the Canadiens, Colby, that brings us to Garbage Time, which is brought to you by Wendy's and the Daily Faceoff Survivor Game. It's coming down to the wire, the season-long competition for $5,000 of cold, hard cash will be handed out this week. We've got a playoff game on tap as well, so look forward to that. But in the meantime, head over to Wendy's for the $5 Cinnabon pull apart, which comes with a small coffee. No better way to start your day than that. And Garbage Time today, Colby, wanted to give a shout out to Logan Mailloux. Probably an unpopular opinion or take, but he's been through a lot. If you remember his story, he was a player playing overseas in Europe. The long and short of it is that he was receiving oral sex from a girl, took a photo without permission. There was no nudity in the photo, and then shared it to his friends and on social media. He has received a ton of criticism, of course, along the way for his actions. He had told NHL teams to not draft him under a previous regime and Mark Bergevin. The Canadiens did in the first round. He's put in the time and work, as the NHL acknowledged that they've met with Logan Mailloux multiple times over the last 8 to 10 months. Look, by no means am I saying what Logan Mailloux did is right. I'm just saying that he was a teenager, and go to any local high school, no matter where you live around the continent, and there are inappropriate pictures being taken every day. And I don't think that should be a death sentence on a player's career. He's atoned for it. He's put in the work. He's certainly paid the price publicly and by reputation. And by the way, he's gone to the American Hockey League and played extremely well. So as he gets set to make his NHL debut for the Canadiens, who recalled him after last night's game in Detroit, just perhaps that he could find peace at the NHL level as this story, you know, certainly isn't going to drift away, but he's been able to find some comfort or level ground at this point in his career, which in that market in particular is certainly no easy feat.
I'm completely on board with you. When a teenager makes a mistake and you're not saying it was okay, but you pay the price, okay? You go through a legal situation. You go through the public humility situation. You put your time in. You put your work in. I'm never in favor of canceling teenage kids, okay? They're kids. They make stupid, stupid mistakes. In this regard, he paid for his mistake, not just privately, but publicly more than any other 18-year-old would have in this situation or 17-year-old would have. And again, I believe in giving people a second opportunity. And I believe in the fact that this kid went and had a good season and now he's getting rewarded with a game. You're right. This isn't going to go away. The writers are going to keep this thing alive as much and as long as they can. But at the end of the day, I hope he finds success. I hope he finds peace. And I'm glad that the Montreal Canadiens didn't give into the pressure of not giving this kid an opportunity when it's deserved at the NHL level. So will be an opportunity for him to play at the end of the season, get that first NHL game under his belt. And from what I understand, he's probably a future NHL regular in this league.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating summer for the Canadiens. We had GM Kent Hughes on, frankly speaking, last week, and he talked about the logjam on defense. This is maybe a peek into a little bit of what the future looks like for the Habs as they have a chance to play spoiler tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. Fascinating night of hockey on tap. Thanks to everyone who tuned in on the YouTube today. Hit that subscribe button before you go, and we'll talk to you at 12 noon on Wednesday.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.